Hello, everyone. Welcome to Minghui Radio, bringing you podcasts of stories relating to the persecution of Falun Gong in China, insights and experiences gained by practitioners during the course of their cultivation, special items of interest, and music composed and performed by DAFA practitioners.
In today's program, we are bringing you an experience-sharing article entitled Letting Go of Ego and Clarifying the Truth with a Pure Heart by a Falun Dafa practitioner in China. The article was published on the Minghui website on November 3, 2022. Practitioner Mei and I have good rapport when we clarify the truth together. I would usually do the talking, and she sent righteous thoughts. We have cooperated with each other for several years. Practitioner Huang approached me one day and said that she wanted to come with us and clarify the truth together. Since cooperation adds more energy and more righteous thoughts, it is a good thing, so I accepted her request. I did not expect that Huang would not truly cooperate and would disturb the way we clarified the truth. She spoke a lot and would often talk to Mei about matters unrelated to truth clarification. She would chat as she walked. A few times after I clarified the truth and persuaded people to quit the Chinese Communist Party, the CCP, I discovered that neither of them had sent forth righteous thoughts for me. I was upset and thought to myself, "You do not reach out to talk to people, so you should send forth righteous thoughts for me. Master has extended the time for us to save people, so we must cherish it. Why aren't you serious about clarifying the truth?" I could not accept Huang's behavior and was unhappy, but I didn't say anything to her. We continued to go out together to clarify the truth every day. I gradually realized that this situation wasn't right. We should cooperate, elevate in our cultivation, and improve as one body. The three of us are one body. When fellow practitioners have shortcomings that need to be addressed, I should increase my capacity. Cultivation is such a serious matter. I must not let the old forces take advantage of any loopholes. I thus suppressed my dissatisfaction with Huang and thought that she might change in the future. Before this conflict could be resolved, things escalated. Two other practitioners approached us and asked to join our group when we went out to clarify the truth. I thought that a group of five people was too big a target, so we decided to divide into two groups. Huang said that she was used to Mei, so she and Mei went together, and I went with the two other practitioners. I did not say anything, but I was upset again. I thought, "You've only been doing this for a few days, while Mei and I have been working together for so many years." I was upset. I knew that I should not fight with her, but I did not feel good. I had to suppress my emotions as I talked to people about DAFA, so things did not turn out as well as in the past. I said quite a lot, but not many people agreed to quit the CCP and its youth organizations. I knew that this disturbance was affecting me. This was not going to work. I know I should let go of my ego. I should not argue about who was right or who was wrong. Why did Huang want to be partners with Mei? Were there any attachments that I should get rid of with regard to this? Master said in Who's Right, Who's Wrong from Hongyan 3, quote, "As a cultivator, one always looks for one's own faults. 'Tis the way to get rid of attachments most effectively. There's no way to skip ordeals, big or small. During a conflict, if you can remember, he's right and I'm wrong. What's to dispute? Unquote. The answer is always in the Va. I gradually calmed down. I thought to myself, why am I happy when others listen to me? And why do I get angry when the practitioners do not follow my lead? On the surface, I am the main actor when we clarify the truth, so they should cooperate with me. In actual fact, I place myself really high above them. This is my attachment. It is sacred only when I do things without attachments. Having found this attachment, I felt like I had just opened a door, and my heart felt light. When I find fault with others, the more I find, the angrier I get. When I search within myself, the more I search, the lighter my heart feels. Looking within is really good. The more I searched within myself, the happier I got. After that, I asked May to follow me, leaving Huang with no chance to say anything else. I asked Huang to learn how to clarify the truth. I walked in front and clarified the truth first. When I could not continue, May would add to what I'd said. I did not ask for anything from others, and most importantly, I did not put myself in a higher position. Every practitioner has his or her own merits, so I should focus on their strengths. Our group dynamic started to change. I clarified the truth to a lady in a supermarket. The lady pushed my suggestion aside and did not want to hear what I had to say. She was also not willing to quit the CCP. By then, she was near Huang, who told that lady from a third person's perspective. What that person, meaning me, told you is for your own good. If you quit the CCP organizations, you will not have to face disasters. You can use the pseudonym to quit. That lady smiled and nodded in agreement. Another time at the supermarket, I was clarifying the truth to a young man and a young lady. The man listened and understood what I was saying, but he was in a hurry to leave. May then told them that people who have beliefs are good people. She said, I have a belief, and I know that somewhere out there, there are gods protecting us. The CCP promotes atheism. Only by quitting the CCP organizations that you have joined will you be able to stay far away from disasters. Life itself is a form of wealth. Who doesn't want the gods to protect them? The man and the lady agreed to quit. Through looking within this time, I found my attachment and was determined to get rid of it. Master has already helped me get rid of the bad matter. In addition, my fellow practitioners improved when I changed. Only when a living being conforms to the Fa will that being be able to feel the display of the Fa. Only through solid cultivation can we assimilate to the Fa, and can the Fa be reflected through you.
Thank you for listening to the Minghui Radio podcast. For more information, including news about the persecution of Falun Gong practitioners in China and experience sharing stories by practitioners around the world, please visit our website at en.minghui.org.